Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Well, we haven't seen a pandemic such as the novel coronavirus since, I don't know, about 1918. And it has impacted the way we work, the way we parent, the way we just do life. We've been checking in with some of In the Moment's frequent guests to see how they are and the effect this has had on their lives. Deb Soholt is a South Dakota State Senator who represents District 14, which is in Minnehaha County. She's also with Mel Schopp, the founder of Influential She, and you can hear that podcast. Really download it wherever you get your podcasts and also follow them on Instagram and Facebook. Senator Soholt, thanks for being here. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's just good to hear your voice, Lori.
It's nice to hear you too. And I've been thinking about you because that those 2-1-1 conversations we were having during the legislative session, now it's just so obvious how important that service is throughout the state of South Dakota. Very timely efforts there.
So relieved, Lori, that we got that bill done. And, you know, we'll see what has to happen in further adjustments to the budget. But I just think that the money is so well invested, and we really do need to have that statewide network for situations such as the coronavirus, but also to support the mental health of our citizens and emergency response services. So important.
Yeah. Now, our leaders are also just people like the rest of us, especially in South Dakota. We have a citizen legislature. So we wanted to ask you just some of the five essential questions we've been asking many of our guests. And as starting out with during this time, Deb, what have you found as so essential to you that you've really gone out of the way to find creative ways to keep that in your life? What are you learning about what's essential to your life?
Wow. So, you know, I've always really known, well, first of all, I want to say what's totally essential to me is hugging. And I just think that's like part of my DNA, and also the part about being a nurse and just connecting with people by putting a hand on their forearm. My friends tease me about, you know, I'm coming in for a hug. And so, but even more so, just that connection with people on the physical level of like, I see you and I'm seen by you. And just how important that is to me. I just like feel so deprived without it. And also just relationships and my family, of course, first. I have my 90-year-old mom. We're doing window visits with her and just her isolation. She's in an apartment in Bethany Meadows in Brandon, and that just gets further and further, you know, ratcheted down in the kind of access that we can have to her. And not being able to see my grandkids and my children, but just really my relationships and friendships with people that are in person. You can, you know, we're doing Zoom visits, we're doing other kinds of things, but wow, that has really, I've always known people are important to me. I get energy and there's synergy between people. And so as an extrovert, I'm really, really missing that part. But I've become so much more laser focused on that because so many times you're busy with the tasks of life that some relationships of life can get on the back burner. And I think this has really helped me to see how that needs to be a super priority of how I take care of my relationships in my life.
Yeah. Early on, there was a picture on social media. I didn't verify it or anything, but it was a mother whose daughter was a nurse and she wanted to hug her and she threw a blanket over her daughter's body and gave her a hug. I don't know if that fits any kind of CDC guidelines at all, but you could empathize with the desire of that mother to say.
I don't know. It's just, you know, and I think
she couldn't take it.
To figure out how to open up. You know, we're going to start being tentative and hugging certain people, but you know, even when I'm social distancing and meeting for a driveway conversation 10 feet apart, you want to just hug that person. It's just really, and that's how we are as human beings. We're connectors. We're connectors on a physical, spiritual, human level, our energy level connection. And I think, you know, we can try to replace it and be creative, but that actual contact means everything.
Yeah. So we all basically have the same big problems all of a sudden, whether it's staying healthy or figuring out how to work or figuring out how to take care of children, getting groceries. You know, we have these the economic job loss problems. We all have these same big problems. What's your biggest small problem right now that maybe a few months ago you would have thought was a big problem and now you're like, can't even complain about that.
Oh, I can tell you, you know, we just think about all the things that we get wrapped around the axle on from a political perspective. and the things that we think are so important. And it's something that, oh my gosh, this is, you know, all, it's like a life or death decision, and we're all dug in and entrenched. And I really see right now that we need to keep on the back burner that really the lens of politics first, and then the decisions we're making second. It's really those decisions have to have the priority of doing the best thing for people, whether that's at home or within your community. And so I think it's really shown me that some of the stuff we sweat about, that is, we just think we have to argue, we have to get into corners and position ourselves, it's really the small stuff. Because we're really, you know, we're dealing with life and death things. We're dealing with people, you know, those they love passing away from the coronavirus, from, you know, what's happening economically, all the things you mentioned, Lori. And so I think it's going to be easy to, as people are frustrated and become anxious, to start become political again. And I just am really hoping that we can tamp ourselves back, because at the end of the day, when everybody just went home, nobody was thinking about, am I entrenched in my political position? We were thinking about, how are those I love the most staying safe? Mm-hmm. And I think if we can keep that mental attitude, it's really the small, that's the small stuff. And we have to really work at trying to keep it small.
Yeah. What's bringing you joy? What's feeding your soul right now in
well,
new
you know,
ways?
Wine, for one thing.
I have friends who have bought cases of wine to be in their house for the pandemic, just in case.
You know, lots of joy from a good glass of wine. But I think, you know, just, it's been interesting because a lot of joy from my husband and I, we've just been on these really busy professional tracks. And, you know, we laugh that, like, how many days do you think we really need to see each other a month to, like, stay married? Yeah. And we've thought, well, you know, at least 3 days a month we have to see each other, because we're in these different arenas. And honestly, we have found a lot of joy by hanging out together again. We've kind of gotten back to, you know, this sort of silly space of how we used to tease each other and play tricks on each other. And that has brought me a lot of joy. All the Zoom meetings, like, we connected with a group of college friends that literally in 40 years we haven't been able to really chat. And we are doing Zoom time together. We just picked up right where we left off, and that has brought us a lot of joy. And we're doing house party meetings with our family and playing games and having more fun than we thought, even with all the men in our family that can't stand to play games. They're actually having a good time. And I've really a lot of joy from slowing down and getting more focused. And starting to think about what does goal-directedness look like that is more defined by me instead of defined by others. And I've had a lot of joy hiking at Good Earth, and just so grateful that we put that as a state park, and just, you know, spending time kind of listening to nature, because you have some time to do it. So those are pieces that I really do not want to let go of as we move forward.
Do you think we can keep those things? I'm desperate for you to say yes right now, because I'm so afraid that when we go back to normal, all those things that we are enjoying and spending time doing is just going to vaporize. And we have like 30 seconds left, but give me some uplifting thing to say that we can indeed remember the good parts and keep them in our lives.
You know what? I just think we can if we make a choice. And so people just have to get their wits about them and say, yes, I'm going to get busier again, but am I going to commit to the level where I can't allow some of these simple pleasures back in? Because I just think that's where our best selves show up. And we're a lot more fun to know, and it's just a lot more fun to live. And I think if anything, we have found out how precious it is just to live, just to be. And all the other things can be trappings. And it's always important to keep it in perspective. We've been given a great gift, Lori. That, you know, many times you have to be in having the end stage of life with cancer to come to this level of clarity, or heart disease or something else, or being very old. We have a chance now, all of us, to glimpse at what it's like to maybe not have extra days and to really take it seriously. So it's just time to have more fun and to be more gracious and more loving overall.
I love it. We'll leave it there. Deb Soholt, go find her on Influential She. It's a podcast, and you can, I like to follow them on Instagram personally. But Deb, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Lori. Have a great day.